You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DAHLIA. 1-877-DOCDALI. So when you take your little kid to the pediatrician, right, sometimes they get a little Band-Aid that has maybe teddy bears on it or Elmo or something like that. Sometimes they get a lollipop. Sometimes the kids get stickers. Well, now it looks like the pediatricians are going to be also handing them condoms. I know. Never thought I'd see that one. But pediatricians are actually supporting condoms for teenagers, and the group is recommending that the schools provide condoms. We'll talk about that. All right. Also, there's a new type of antidepressant that they think could work in just days rather than taking weeks or months. That's pretty cool. Then, since the first time since World War II, in Europe, they're finding that more bicycles have outsold cars due to the recession. That is crazy. So you can see we've got a very busy day on the Dr. Dahlia Show, but never too busy to take your calls, your questions, your comments at 1-877-DR-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. But I want to first talk about this family suing Red Bull for $85 million after the father drank one of them and died of a heart attack. He was 33 years old. His name was Corey Terry. He had played basketball in Brooklyn, New York. Then he decided to drink one of the caffeinated drinks. His cause of death was actually idiopathic dilated cardiomyopathy. So the heart was very dilated. The muscle to the heart, it kind of like was ballooned out. And many of these people would die, you know, a lot of times during certain activity, whether it was sex, whether it was sports, etc. Unfortunately, he had a Red Bull that appeared to be the inciting event. His relatives are blaming the company that makes Red Bull. His grandmother, Patricia Terry, said her grandson drank Red Bull all the time. Do they feel that the Red Bull caused this idiopathic cardiomyopathy, the dilated cardiomyopathy? Now, we see dilated cardiomyopathy in people who use speed, crack, cocaine. Could the caffeine in Red Bull cause idiopathic cardiomyopathy, dilated cardiomyopathy? That's a question that I don't think people have studied. Now, many of us drink a lot of caffeine a day. So would say, okay, well, I have two cups. I don't drink coffee, but, you know, somebody would say, well, I have two cups of coffee or four cups of coffee. Since a Red Bull is less than that, we're fine. Well, not entirely, because remember, you are slamming these Red Bulls, these energy drinks down quickly, as opposed to sipping your hot coffee. All right? There's an argument to be made that maybe there's a certain amount of caffeine that you cannot take on ingesting immediately. That caffeine has to be slowly ingested. Now, this is the first of its kind, they believe, against that particular company which makes energy drinks. Lawyer Ilya Novofastovsky told the New York Daily News that there are extra stimulants that make it different than a cup of coffee and that are more dangerous than Red Bull lets on, according to this lawyer. Red Bull said it did not comment on individual cases, but that health authorities across the world have said it was safe to drink. Now, apparently, the mother of Mr. Terry said he drank Red Bull all the time. 2008, scientists said just one can of Red Bull could actually raise the risk of heart attack or stroke. A study on university students, according to Daily Mail, found that drinking one 250cc can or milliliter can, right, can increase the stickiness of the blood and raise your risk of life-threatening clots, even if there's no sugar in this. Within 1 hour of drinking Red Bull, researcher Dr. Scott Willoughby found that the blood systems were no longer normal. So according to Dr. Willoughby, he said he was alarmed by the results and would not drink Red Bull himself. They say those with underlying heart or circulatory problems or clot disorders should possibly think twice. Now, it only contains 80 milligrams of caffeine, which is the same as a cup of coffee or 2 cups of instant. All right, but again, when you pound them, when you're dehydrated, okay, like, you know, if you ever drink a Coca-Cola, right, after running around outside, et cetera, and you down that sucker, you get a huge load of sugar, you get a huge load of caffeine. It's some dangerous stuff. Now, you know, we are now going into a caffeine craze. There's gum. There's supposed to be caffeinated gum, caffeinated candy. For those of us tired, we could go and reach into caffeine. One of those most popular over-the-counter medicines had been Excedrin and migraine. Not so much because of migraine patients, even though, yes, it does very well for migraines, but because there's caffeine. People are popping caffeine now all the time. There's supposed to be a toothbrush that's coming out on the market that has caffeine in the toothbrush. So you brush your teeth in the morning and you get your dose of caffeine. It's becoming an epidemic, and kids too. My kids knew about Red Bull when they were in the third grade. And I'm like, why do you need Red Bull? Well, because Mom, I don't drink coffee. You're not going to drink coffee in the third grade. What the hell? You're going to drink some milk. You're going to eat your breakfast and you're going to listen to your mama. No way am I going to give the kids a caffeinated drinks, but I'm sure they tried it. I'm sure their friends tried it. I told you one time we were at Nellis Air Force Base watching the air show, and we got really thirsty really fast. We went through our water. So we got in line for some drinks, and there was like a pizza station, and then there was something that sold sodas. I guess it looked like sodas, some sort of generic sodas. So we decided to buy, and while we were in line, we were drinking our soda to buy it because we were thirsty. Well, I look at it, and I think it was like Arctic Circle or something like that. So I guess it had caffeine. I was buzzing all night long. I cleaned the house. I mean, whatever caffeine was in that, even if it was the same as amount of cup of coffee, it got into my system and fast. 1-877-DOCTALI, 1-877-DOCTALI.
All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Jim Newcomb from Midas Resources, October 28, 2013. Gold opened this morning at $1,352.70. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1,401.52, $700.76 for a half ounce, or $350.38 for a quarter ounce. That's $1,401.52, $700.76, and $350.38.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified super seeds that are open pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you, has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique, affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927, 866-229-0927, or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95, on sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain, normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Don working the dials. Please follow us on Twitter, Dr. Dahlia, and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. Now, this headline caught my eye. Apparently, they say that certain military personnel are getting liposuction to pass the Pentagon's body fat test. Did you guys hear about that? Apparently, there's a Dr. Adam Tattelbaum. He's a plastic surgeon. And from what we understand, he performs liposuction to remove excess fat from around the waist so a number of military personnel could pass the Pentagon's body fat test, which could determine their future prospects in the military, according to Mail Online. He's in Rockville, Maryland. He says they come in panicked about being kicked out or getting a demerit that will hurt their chances at a promotion. Some service members say they have no other choice because the Defense Department's method of estimating body fat is weeding out a lot of people that are more muscular, more linebacker build. All right. You know, we talked about how you got the size 2s, right? And then you have the size 12s, and some of these size 12s are still skinny. But their body mass index blows everything out of the water because they're bigger women. Same thing with men, right? You got the running backs, you got your linebackers. Build. All right, fitness experts and doctors agree and are calling for the military's fitness standards to be revamped, including the weight tables that the Pentagon uses. They say the tables are outdated and do not reflect that Americans are bigger, though not necessarily less healthy. We are bigger, right? I mean, we know we're bigger. Right? I told you I was at the Titanic exhibition in Las Vegas at the Luxor. There was a pair of pants. They looked like they could have fit my 9-year-old. And that was a pair of pants of one of the men who were on the Titanic. Right? I mean, people were smaller. Right? I mean, you know, it's hard to find what average height would have been, but we know it's a few inches shorter than what it is today. Yet we have more and more men above 6 feet, something you didn't see 100 years ago. Right? Being 6 feet plus, 6'3", I think my brother-in-law is 6'5". My husband is 6 foot. I mean, you know, these are big. I think my father was 6 feet until he started to, you know, lose some of the, you start to shrink when the back discs, the discs in the spine start to, dehydrate. And so you actually will shrink because of the intervertebral space. And, so I think he shrunk a little bit to 5'11". But, you know, and we were considered tall. I mean, really tall in our family. All right, so unfortunately, many of our military are feeling that they have to go and get liposuction. Now, liposuction is not banned. Now, the military does not condone surgically altering your body to pass a test, but because liposuction is not banned, people are doing it. Defense Department uses what they call the tape test to make a body fat estimate by taking measurements of the waist and the neck. Those who fail are ordered to spend months in a rigorous exercise and nutrition program, which Marines call the Pork Chop Platoon, or the Donut Brigade. Even if they later pass, failing the test once can halt promotions for years. That stinks. Failing 3 times could be grounds for actually getting kicked out. They say the number of Army soldiers booted for being overweight has jumped tenfold in the past 5 years, from 168 to 1,800. 1,800 military soldiers were kicked out in 2008 for being overweight. In the Marine Corps, it went from 102 to 186 in a year, and then it dropped to 132 last year. All right. Now, the Air Force and the Navy said they do not track discharges tied to the tape test. Now, I think some of us, when we look at our military, we're proud that they're in good shape. It does concern you. You know, I think it would concern all of us if we had military who couldn't run. Right, who were winded, out of shape, military at risk for heart attack. I mean, we want to know that our men are fit. You know, I mean, you know, are like our Navy SEALs. I mean, going without sleep, right? From what we understand, I think in one of the books written by one of the Navy SEALs about the attack on Osama bin Laden, you know, they take Ambien, right, to sleep, and they'd wake up. They were off their sleep cycle, and they were expected to be able to still perform. I mean, we knew that. I mean, our military, we look at as superhuman, all right, superhuman. So I can understand why we have very serious restrictions on weight. The problem is going for liposuction to, be under the 174 pounds. Apparently, Marine Staff Sergeant Leonard Langston, 47 years old, said he weighed 4 pounds over his maximum weight of 174 pounds for his 5'7" frame. They say older Marines appear to let things go. And so you see him doing his crunches, etc. It's one of those things where we do have an issue where we are going to have a national security crisis if many of our teenagers are too obese to join the military. But I think what we need to do is, maybe not concentrate so much on what could be going on with waist size as much as what they are able to do physically, what their cholesterol looks like, what their heart looks like, etc. I've seen people in great shape with idiopathic dilated cardiomyopathy. Okay, these guys cannot serve. If they run, they could drop dead of a heart attack. They need to get seen. We've seen people who are slim who have cholesterols in the 700s. We've seen skinny people have heart attacks. You know, so just because somebody has some girth doesn't necessarily mean they can't be a good soldier. And are we forgetting that these people want to help? These people want to be in our military. We don't have that many people volunteering. If somebody wants to be in our military, amen. I'd bend over backwards for these people. But, and I do like the idea of them having programs. I don't like them calling it the Donut Brigade. But I do like the idea that there are programs to get people into shape and lose the weight. I think that's important. All right, so I love the fact that the military just doesn't kick you out, that you have that possibility. But, you know, what about, military promotions? I mean, from what I understand, the military does not seem to operate the same way that we think America does, even though we find out America doesn't really operate that same way either. All right, you know, if the military wants to have their top brass the finest in terms of being fit, all right, you know, I mean, they're going to do that. Okay, will there be weight discrimination in the military? There's weight discrimination everywhere now, people. There's weight discrimination everywhere. Try to be overweight and get a job in modeling. Yeah, there's plus size, et cetera, all right, but try to be a news anchor, et cetera. People get fired all the time for gaining weight. Luckily, I do radio. So as my weight fluctuates, you guys could just stare at the radio or stare at your smartphone. You have no idea. Unless, of course, somebody takes a picture of me and posts it on Facebook, then we're screwed. It's one of those things where you didn't realize that that's what our military feels like they have to go to. I mean, we assume that everybody in the military, you know, goes there and is slim, etc. Are they weeded out to look like that? Right. Or do they lose the weight in the military? I can't imagine anybody going through boot camp, okay, and still being overweight afterwards. Right. To get to boot camp, you need to be fit. And the military does have a right to choose the fittest and the finest. They do have a right. I mean, you know, we don't have to do all this political correctness where, well, you know, she's breastfeeding, and so she's going to have some extra weight, and she still deserves to get to be on the front line, and we need to make sure we have breastfeeding availability for her on the front line. I mean, listen, we're talking about the military, okay? Breastfeeding is great. I'm a huge proponent of it, but if the military wants to man to staff non-breastfeeding women on the front line, they could do that, okay? I mean, being politically correct is a nice thing, but it can only go so far. And same thing, if our military wants the fittest and the finest, they have a right to do that. I mean, that's why we hire the military. We tell them, you do what you need to do without violating any, you know, international laws, okay, and without being barbaric, you do what you need to do to keep us safe. And if you don't want somebody that's 300 pounds, you have a right. And the fact that they're going out of their way, even putting some of these people into a program, that's pretty damn cool. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Is liposuction a long-term? Hell no. We talked about fat cells. Liposuction will remove fat cells. But if you're going to deposit fat, if you have low metabolism, if you have low thyroid, if you have bad eating habits, the fat's going to deposit in other areas. Yeah, it may not deposit in that particular area that got lipoed, but it'll deposit. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI.
The fall season is here. Falling downstairs, bad. Fallback pricing, good. Don't fall down the stairs. Go to freezedryguy.com. Vote for special fallback pricing on delicious freeze-dried foods and dehydrated foods. Vote early. Vote often. Through October 10th. Tell us which product to put on sale. Then, beginning October 11th, Fallback Friday, the price of the product with the most votes will be on sale with special fallback pricing. Missing out on a sale on emergency preparedness food, camping food, or backpacking food? Bad. Storing delicious freeze-dried entrees, fruits, vegetables, and desserts? Good. Go to freezedryguy.com. Vote now through October 10th for fallback pricing. Voting for politicians who expose themselves? Bad. Voting for fallback pricing at freezedryguy.com? Good. Go to freezedryguy.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
There is only one detox product that stands out above the rest, Micro Plant Powder, and it's available only at hempusa.org. Micro Plant Powder does wonders by removing toxins from the body. Detoxification is a vital process that's extremely important for restoring your health. Micro Plant Powder is available in 8 different formulations, and we can help you choose the one that's perfect for your lifestyle. Micro Plant Powder is 100% chemical-free, non-GMO, anti-inflammatory, gluten-free, and packaged by hand in BPA-free containers. HempUSA.org wants you to be healthy, and Micro Plant Powder is one of the best ways we know to detoxify your body from head to toe, all for about $10 a month. Take back your life and enjoy living again with Micro Plant Powder. Call 888-910-4367. That's 888-910-4367. Micro Plant Powder. Available only at hempusa.org.
Positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figure I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract, for a long and healthy life.
Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Please follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, The Dr. Dolly Show. So pediatricians do support condoms for our teens. And the American Academy of Pediatrics is now asking communities, educators, parents, and doctors to step up in making this form of contraception more available to teens. According to a policy statement, they say, although abstinence of sexual activity is the most effective method for prevention of pregnancy and sexually transmitted infections, amen to that, young people should be prepared for the time when they will become sexually active. This was a statement published yesterday in the organization's journal Pediatrics. They said, when used consistently and correctly, male latex condoms reduce the risk of pregnancy and many STIs, including HIV. You notice we're not calling them STDs anymore. They're called STIs. We're not allowed to say sexually transmitted disease. Apparently disease is not politically correct. We have to call them sexually transmitted infections. Okay? Chlamydia isn't a disease. It's an infection. All right. So, teen pregnancy rates, however, are declining. We've been doing a damn good job with that. They say in 2011, according to WWLP.com, they say, and WWLP 22 News, the numbers of babies born to women aged 15 to 19 was at a record low, according to the CDC. But we still have issues with the STIs, STDs. The CDC estimates that people between the ages of 15 and 24 account for half of the 20 million new STI cases that are reported each year. So they want to, the pediatrician, American Academy of Pediatrics wants to remove restrictions and barriers that prevents teens from accessing condoms. They want parents to talk to their kids. I agree with that. Pediatricians will talk to the kids, etc. Here's the only thing, okay? I like the idea of this condom access project where I guess people could get condoms online. They could get them secretly, confidentially. I believe they get sent to their house, etc. All right. I don't like the idea of condoms sitting there in the guy's bathroom. Because, remember, a lot of sex being done is peer pressure. Yeah, I understand the kids' hormones are going on, etc. All right, but remember, in the olden days, if the girl said no, you know, okay, and the guy said, all right, you know, fine, for the most part, that was it. Okay, they could only hold hands during the date, that was it. I mean, we're talking 1950s, 1940s, 1930s. Okay, now, a lot of the girls, they're not saying no. Okay, and a lot of the guys aren't taking no for answers either. They'll talk them into it. They'll coax them. And what I'm finding out as a doctor is many of these kids have certain, I guess, criteria to satisfy before they could be considered in or officially rushed or whatnot. And so when I find out that fifth graders need to have already had oral sex, okay, before they were considered to be in, in a lot of these schools, we're talking about 10-year-olds. That is frightening. So, you know, when we're trying to keep kids concentrated on school and hopefully looking forward to their key club meeting at the end of the day or the chess club tournament, etc., throwing the condoms in their face at school in the boys' room or the girls' room, again, brings them back to thinking about sex. Now, you know, maybe sending every kid home with some condoms each week. I mean, maybe we could do that. But the discussions around the condom machine, right, as people are buying their condoms, my guess are not going to circulate around abstinence. It's going to revolve around, all right, you know, you need to use that this weekend. I know I do. And remember, you know, just because these people are using condoms doesn't mean they're completely protecting themselves. You can still get HPV, right? Human papillomavirus genital warts. You can still get herpes because the condom doesn't cover everything. Condoms also break. I mean, also when people have oral intercourse, they're not doing it with condoms on many times. So it's a problem. I mean, you know, how do you decrease sexual activity in kids? We can't go back to the olden days where they're scared of the Lord. I mean, some religious groups, they are, okay? But for the most part, no, they're scared of their peers. And they need to prove that they went all the way and did. And you know, these kids, they don't know what they're doing. They really don't. Many of them don't even enjoy it. Now, they say research has shown that sex education programs do not increase sexual activity around among teens. I agree with that. Sex education poems or sex education and the poems, but these classes are kind of very educational, and you really get out of the mood. I mean, you really lose the mood. Okay, my worry is the taking out the Coke machine and the candy machine and putting the condom machine in. Yeah, these kids are going to be skinnier, mind you, but that's what I'm concerned about. Several studies have also shown that providing condoms to teens encourages them to use condoms more often and more consistently. So what that means is we've given up, and we're just giving in. And as much as I want these kids protected, you know, when you pass out the condoms, it shows that this is okay. All right? And I know many of you disagree with that. Like, no, just because you hand out a condom doesn't mean it's okay. Well, do you hand out dubs? Do you hand out beer? If you don't want the kids drinking beer, you don't hand them a beer. If you don't want these kids smoking pot, you don't hand them dubs. These kids do not understand that you're passing out a condom if they make the decision to not be abstinent is not a form of, well, this is okay. And I'm seeing this also. I'm seeing parents bring their children in for birth control, and the parents don't want them having sex, but they feel like there's nothing they can do. And they're like, look, you know, I got to protect them. So we're going to put them on the pill because most likely she's going to have sex. You know, I had a parent and the daughter was about to go off to college, and the daughter wanted birth control. So I gave her birth control, but I was a little concerned that there could be some sort of a blood clot history in the family. So I ran some blood work on the child, and she was positive for a deficiency that could lead to blood clots. So I call up mom, and I call up the daughter, and I tell her, don't take this particular birth control. We're going to have to switch you to another type of birth control, but get yourself checked. Okay? Well, the girl was already off to college, didn't want to go and get checked by a hematologist, but wanted birth control anyway. All right? And you know, so then I'd like, well, I better go to the mom. Okay? The mom was worse than the daughter. The mom's like, my daughter's going to have sex. You got to protect her. And I go, so you want your daughter at risk for a clot? She's like, I don't want her getting pregnant. I mean, this is ridiculous. Okay, I mean, we really can't control ourselves. And I go, look, your daughter's smarter than that. I think she could control herself and tell her boyfriend to lay off. All right, and she could lay off for 2 weeks until she, no, because she's not going to be back home for Christmas, so she's going to want to have sex. And it's like, you know, man, it blows my mind. If you're told, or you're told that your daughter could be at risk for having a blood clot with the birth control, don't you think you would then tell her not to take the birth control? But apparently it's no, this is just what kids do. It's all about sex and, all right. According to a 2011 Youth Risk Behavior Survey, 47.4% of students reported having sexual intercourse at least once in their lifetime. 33% were sexually active. A third of them were sexually active. Approximately 60%, so 3 out of 5, said they used a condom. Now, that is an increase, right, over the last 20 years, but only 60%. So, you know, I don't know where to go with this. I mean, yeah, we have to protect the kids and find, we'll pass out condoms, but I'm telling you, all right, these kids will. All right, if you pass them out condoms, they'll use them. Okay, it's like a toy. They want to open it up. They want to show their friends. They'll use them. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. We'll be right back.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these specials. A 14 by 21 foot shop for under $6,000 or a 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
My name's Bruno. I'm 52 years old. I've tried different protein powders over the years, and they've all tasted pretty bad. I tried One World Whey and found it to be delicious. After 10 weeks on One World Whey, my wife commented, "You have more muscles and you're leaner than when you were 20 years old. My body has changed dramatically." I'm a cyclist. Normally I'll ride 2 days on and take 2 days off. After being on One World Whey, I rode 10 days in a row in over 100 degree heat, and then I take another 2 servings of One World Whey, and then work out at the gym for another hour and a half. I just couldn't believe these results. My normal muscle tightness and soreness after working out are virtually gone. Don't take my word for it. One World Whey comes in single servings. Just give it a try.
For a health and taste sensation you'll love, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
An e-cig revolution is sweeping across the country. But is yours American-made? Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig is. Manufactured in Arkansas with 100% USA-sourced ingredients. And when you buy American, you support local jobs. Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig is top quality at an affordable price. The very principle that once drove the American economy. Get great taste with no ash, tar, or smoke. You'll be wondering why you didn't make the change to Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig a long time ago. LaCig.com has everything you need, for beginners to the advanced vaping enthusiast, with a wide variety of hardware and also imported e-liquid flavors as well. Plus, LaCig smokes the competition with fast, free, same-day shipping, real people customer service, and a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Support our country and become a Vapriate at LaCig.com or call 870-525-1440. 870-525-1440. LaCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Is there such a thing as gluten-free emergency kits?
Yes. And for celiacs, there is no other than glutenfreeemergencykits.com. If you or a loved one has celiac disease, you need a gluten-free emergency kit to survive. Our kits are natural, non-GMO, low-sodium, low-cholesterol, soy-free, contain no artificial colors or MSG, and carry the Celiac Spruce Seal of Approval. Now get our March Grab and Go Bucket Special for only $29.99 at glutenfreeemergencykits.com. Glutenfreeemergencykits.com. Better foods, better living.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Please follow us on Twitter, Dr. Dahlia, and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. So this is kind of interesting. You know, when I look at my stories for my show, you know, I read all, you know, CBS, ABC, NBC, you know, CNN, Fox News. I go through all the basics, but then every now and then I like to go to the BBC News and the Daily Mail. I like to see what's going on in Europe. And I found this very interesting, how bicycles have outsold cars. And this is the first time, this isn't actually in Italy right now. Bikes outsold cars in Italy last year for the first time since World War II. They say car sales have been dropping across Europe, and the bicycle is becoming the preferred mode of transport for almost every country. NPR has discovered that the sales of bicycles are outselling cars in 23 European countries, with only Belgium and Luxembourg still selling cars more than bikes. That's crazy. crazy. We're talking Germany, Britain, France, Italy, Spain, Lithuania, Greece, Romania, Slovenia, Hungary. They say 3 million bikes were bought last year in the UK alone, as opposed to 2 million passenger cars. Now, I get that apparently the government has some sort of program, and I'm not saying America necessarily needs to do this, because of the way a lot of our cities are spread out. But they say there's a government-based cycle scheme. People can buy bicycles at a discount and tax-free. And so many people, I guess, if they are in bicycling distance, it can make a lot of sense. I mean, I would love to be able to be honest, roller skate to work. Okay, I'm not very good with bicycles. I fall down. But I would love to be able to, you know, I would love that exercise. Now, I don't know what I would do with my purse, et cetera, but I think that would be fun. Okay, of course, yeah, you get sweaty, so you'll have to bring a change of clothes, et cetera. But, it really bothers me that the most walking I get to work is to get into my car and then to get out of my car and go up to the doorway. You know, I mean, luckily I walk and I move around at work. But, good for the Europeans for doing this. I mean, could something like that work in America? Probably not. I mean, I lived in L.A. There's no way. To bicycle to work, right, when you have to take the 405, you need to take the 101. I understand you'd probably take Ventura Boulevard or something like that, but still, that's pretty intimidating. So, you know, no. I mean, many of us, we live in cities that are pretty sprawled out. We work in, I mean, I have friends. I live in Las Vegas, Nevada. I have three different friends where the husbands live in L.A. during the week to work and then drive back home on the weekend. This recession has really changed the makeup of where you live and where you work. I can't believe it. I'm shocked that people are working in different states. Now, mind you, a Vegas to L.A. commute is about four and a half hours. Okay, now I understand when I lived in L.A., it would be at about an hour and a half, 2 hour commute. So where I live, you know, if you work nearby, yeah, you could probably do the whole bicycle thing. But here's the problem. These drivers around us, they really drive like crap. Okay? I get very nervous walking on the sidewalk because people jump the curb. You know, that's why they always say when you walk, face traffic. When you bicycle, go with traffic. Right? Because if you're facing traffic when you're walking, you can tell if somebody's about to jump a curb. So pretty scary stuff. But anyway, interesting. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So the largest ever study of its kind, which I wanted to talk about yesterday, has uncovered 11 new susceptibility genes linked to Alzheimer's disease. This will significantly advance our knowledge of Alzheimer's by looking at 11 new regions of a genome involved in the onset of Alzheimer's. Now, for those of you breaking down the newsstand, it was published in the journal Nature Genetics and undertaken by the International Genomics Project. Research was part funded by the Medical Research Council, the Welsh Government, and Alzheimer's Research UK, etc. Now, I guess this will pinpoint new mechanisms underlying Alzheimer's disease. They're going to get geneticists across the globe. Everybody's going to get together. Probably not the most fascinating conversation, but you know what? I would rather our top minds get together. Back in 2009, they discovered 10 genes. They found 11 more. So right now they have a total of 21 published genes known to increase the risk of developing Alzheimer's. Now, we still have no idea, okay, you know, why we get Alzheimer's. I mean, 21 genes, that doesn't make me feel any better, okay? Because, you know, you could have one gene and maybe we could try to manipulate that sucker out later, but 21 genes? They say since February 2011, the leaders of four largest international research consortiums on the genetics of Alzheimer's joined forces to accelerate the discovery of new genes. How do you like that? Okay, we all think people who research, right, are boring. Okay, but do you see how this article tries to make it look exciting? Where the four largest international research consortiums have joined forces to accelerate the discovery of new genes. It makes you think like this is going to be some Star Wars movie. It's really still a sleeper. In less than 3 years, the IGAP scientists, you see, IGAP, right? Everything cool has an I now in front of it, iPhone, iPad. So they're trying to make them sound cool, right? iGAP. Have been to, able to identify more susceptibility genes that was achieved in the last 20 years. These guys are studs, guys. Now, genetic data was collected from 74,000 individuals from 15 countries across the globe, yielding 11 new gene discoveries, and they did this all with their shirts off. One of the most significant discoveries, now this is sexy, was the HLA-DRB5-DRB1, major histocompatibility complex region of the brain. Indiana Jones couldn't do better. And this confirms the involvement of the immune system. The same region is also associated with, like, MS, Parkinson's disease, etc. All right, so now they're going to start looking at early-onset Alzheimer's, people in their 40s and 50s that may have that more genetic tendency, and they're hopefully going to get to work, again, with their shirts off. You know, cut them some slack. I mean, you know, if we keep making fun of these researchers, if we keep making fun of these guys, and we pretend or we try to claim that they aren't that cool, I would say, look, all right, these guys are studs, okay? These guys are studs. We have to encourage people to, you know, go into these fields, okay? You and I may be like, nah, I'd rather play football. But we need these guys. We need these guys, okay? So cut them some slack. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. They say bacon is now considered the ultimate seasoning, and researchers find that bacon makes all food taste better. I disagree. I do not like the taste of bacon. I cannot stand the taste of bacon. Period. Now, I do have to admit, prosciutto. I have cooked with, after I saw that MasterChef Junior and they made, the beef Wellingtons and they had prosciutto in it, I have to admit that adds some taste, but I am not a bacon lover by any means. But anyway, apparently Tech Magazine Wired teamed up with Food Network to analyze 50,000 recipes and 906,000 comments on them. They calculated the average rating for these foods. And they looked at, I guess, which had the word bacon and which didn't. Bacon appears to lend the most improvement to sandwiches. I don't get that, people. I have to pull out the bacon. All right? Maybe they think it's the acid. Maybe it's the sugar. They call it the Maillard reaction, where an amino acid and a reducing sugar is heated. You get the smell and flavor. You know, I like hearing the sizzle of bacon. I don't like tasting it. Sorry, guys. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI.
Hang me down.
Hang me down in a little white church.
Hang me down.
Hang me down.
You gotta
hang
me down.
Hang me down.
Hang me down in a little white church.
Hang me down in a little white church.
Hang me down in a little white church.
It's time for a home security quiz. What effective home security device is smaller than a coffee cup, fakes out burglars into thinking someone is home at your house while you're away, plugs into any wall outlet, is recommended by many police departments, and sells for less than $30? Yes, it's Fake TV. This year, about one in every 50 U.S. homes will have a break-in, with burglars usually picking the easy target, a dark house that looks like no one is home. Fake TV is a small electronic security device that makes it look like someone is home watching TV by simulating the light from a real TV. Fake TV could be the difference between coming home to a secure house or one that's been ransacked. To get your fake TV for only $29.95 with free shipping, go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Hello, I'm Steve Shank. Everybody's heard the statement that what you don't know can't hurt you. But truth is, what you don't know is the only thing that can hurt you. For example, you might not know how our country's wars can hurt you. Japanese radiation and the Gulf oil spill are destroying your seafood. People don't understand how America's 50-year worst drought is hurting them. Our natural disaster experience has proven relief organizations can't take care of the victims. And there's the huge question of how the government will feed all the people that it's promised to feed with no food? What if we made the whole country into one big neighborhood where we take care of each other by taking care of ourselves? Here's the plan. For every new ePatch 60-day food supply that you order, eFoods Direct will send a 7-day food supply to each of two families in your name, free of charge. Go to eFoodsDirect.com or call 800-876-0871. 800-876-0871. eFoodsDirect.com.